I think it's an unjust war. And how can you really fight terrorism? There's not. I just don't understand who we're fighting.
Everything is evil. Anyone who disagrees with us is evil, and it's just bizarre.
Something that sort of pains me to talk about, and I'm also tired of talking about it.
Yeah, I come next to life and I'm working with people.
There must be a unanimous vote for the death penalty. Al-Qaeda is not over. Tenet says a major missile file. The CIA direct also must prepare for attacks against its chemical and new electronics and computer news. Washington. The cross stretch for an entire block. Over 1,000 of these.
To lose a side means to lose the future.
No right to sit on the sideline citizen participating. Got a phone. Has just been shot.
Yeah.
On the west side. On Wall Street. We've added 57.
I think it's going to have some negative repercussions in a global sense. I think it's going to eventually come back and bite us in the butt.
This whole war on terrorism is really just about managing, you know, energy resources, or basically after, you know, the last bit of oil. You know, we're running around creating new conflicts and destabilizing the entire planet in the pursuit of, yeah, the last few drops of oil. I mean, it's supremely unjust, not only within this country, but, you know, on a global scale. I don't know, it's lunacy, really.
CIA Director George Tenet said today that the Al-Qaeda terror network remains a threat to Americans. In stocks today, the Dow gained 57 points to close at 10,635. The NASDAQ gained 3 points to close at 1880. This is NPR News.
The San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District is offering discounts to those willing to exchange their gasoline-powered lawnmower for an electric one throughout North.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered.
Terrorists are not playing by the old rules.
The words of public to the news that the president is considering creating a new agency to protect America's border.
Controlling the border. An idea that presidents homeland security and miscommunicated are more true.
On the table calls for merging the agency, Press Department, White House.
The president and his administration is moving for how to protect them. Well, those ideas, of course.
Fleischer said the president asked homeland security more efficient ways after the. Between the cracks, the perverts, many lawmakers.
So creating a cabinet office doesn't have to be coordinated.
He says the White House says because Ridge is officer, he's not subject to such a hurt of Republicans.
Like the big bullies in the world, and I'm surprised something like this hasn't happened before, you know.
policy in the U.S. is like really like something that is left in the dark. Most people have no idea what the U.S. does. Information in this country, at least, is like to me extremely imbalanced.
And the information coming out of the president's own mouth, you know, I can't even listen to him. He makes no sense to me.
I think the issue of Iraq is especially frustrating. That Saddam Hussein, like, you know, killed a lot of his own people, and his son has committed a lot of atrocious acts. And yet, you know, in the last decade after the Gulf War, you know, embargoes have largely been pushed by the U.S. and have really resulted in like hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of deaths.
Gloire à nos héros, gloire à ces hommes.
Face to face with a palpable evil in the world. We were already face to face with it when he took office. Yeah, we're facing the palpable evil. He is it. Well, I think a war against people who do that kind of stuff is just. But, you know, in America, what's on the front page isn't necessarily what's going on behind what they're talking about. You know that these people are not being treated the way a real prisoner of war should be treated. You know, we have these very lofty ideals, innocent until proven guilty. But I'm like a lot of Americans where I can't take it anymore. I'm willfully ignorant because the truth is too horrible. You know, especially because you've got these assholes who are pretending that they are, you know, the cowboys in the nice and shining armor.
In France, there is outrage at the government's cooperation with American partners in the case of Zachary Moussaoui. Moussaoui, who is French and now in jail in the U.S., accused of engaging in the same preparation for the September 11th attack as the 19 hijackers.
What's happened in the 11th of September is horrible. It's a crime. It's not about that. But we have to have a democratic answer. We have to answer by the law of democracy, by real justice. And the death penalty is not inside real justice.
Gloire à nos héros.
a month or two ago, I've turned off completely to the media and what anything that the media has to say, which is sad because, you know, I feel cut off from things that are happening. But at the same time, I don't want to be fed a lot of baloney. I've switched off, yeah, and I haven't flown since the 11th. I'm sort of terrified of that, and I'll be flying at the end of April. We'll see what happens, but yeah, I think, you know, uniting people through fear is really not a very noble cause. I just, I'm ashamed, you know? Sad. And if you're not wearing a flag, you kind of feel a little weird or whatever. If you're like, don't have a flag on your car. Everybody's got a flag on their car now. So sad. So I kept quiet about my opinion because a lot of my dropping out is because of that. I mean, there's no room for an oppositional voice at all or a difference of opinion. You either jump on the Bush train or you shut up.
Everything is evil. Anyone who disagrees with us is evil, and it's just bizarre.
CIA Director George Tenet said today that the Al-Qaeda terror network remains a threat to Americans.
Lunacy, really.
No, I kept quiet about my opinion because a lot of my dropping out is because of that. I mean, there's no room for an oppositional voice at all.
Yeah, come next election.